situation. And it looks like Bill Stewart in West Virginia working on a buyout amidst allegations that he was leaking false information about coach-in-waiting Dana Holgorsen. Colin came on the air, our air, on the late shift with Chris Mueller and said that Bill Stewart had called him and said, what do you have on this guy? Is there a DUIs and things along that those lines? And Colin has been just all over the place. He made news himself, and he's also been getting a lot of criticism. So I want to make sure he can get his side of the story out on the air here. First off, Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. And let's clarify something, too. I said that Bill called me and another reporter. So that needs to be clarified.
Okay.
I wasn't the only person who was called.
There you go.
And number two, I guess, you know, the notion that I did this, and here's the most glaring notion that I have a problem with, the notion that I did this for any sort of personal gain. Number one, I had shows scheduled on The Fan, as you guys can attest to, all throughout the summer. And number two, as to that prong of this, why would I do this in the middle of the night on somebody else's show when I have shows scheduled that aren't at midnight? And number three, the biggest factor in this, had I written it at the time, it's in December, in the middle of all the bowl goings on, it would have been an enormous story had I done it then. And I'm employed by a major metropolitan newspaper. It was simply a question that Chris Mueller asked of me, unrehearsed. I mean, I knew I was going in there that day. We talked about it briefly, but we didn't plan out a show or do anything. I popped my head in the studio and I jumped in there and we did it. And it was like 20 minutes into or 25 minutes into a sort of a question and answer session about it. And it was in response to a question about if I thought Bill Stewart could be wholly or in part responsible for what's going on now with that hit piece in Huntington. So the notion that I had anything to personally gain from it is ludicrous. It really is. And I think that's the problem I have most with the whole situation.
And Colin, other people that just don't quite get it are considering you giving up a source.
It's not a source.
Exactly.
There's no source because I named the guy and it was me. You know,
right.
Me
there's no smoking gun here.
Right. And again, the thing I think that's most, that's not necessarily most damning, but the thing that people need to remember the most, I wasn't the only person he called. And as soon as Billy called me and sort of wanted me to do this, it was 5 or 10 minutes later, it was within that hour, within a half hour, that the other reporter called me, and we had a conversation that went like this, me and the other reporter. You can't believe what Bill Stewart just asked me to do. And the other reporter goes, well, you can't believe what Bill Stewart just asked me to do.
Wow.
And then, you know what, though? We sort of washed our hands of it because he was a guy at the time, and you guys will remember, he was a guy at the time who was backed into a corner. He was a guy at the time who just, you know, had his dream job ripped out from underneath of him. But then you see a pattern go on and on and on. And, again, if he was maybe part of what's going on now. And let's remember, too, I wasn't the first step in this. That's what a lot of people have wrong, particularly nationally. When I made that statement, when I answered that question the other night, there was a major internal investigation going on already at West Virginia as to if he was a source for that piece in Huntington. I wasn't the first portion of this. That was complementary form to an investigation that was already going on. This guy may have been in this much trouble anyway. That's why part of me fails to understand why it's that big of a deal, what I said. And if you think about it, I'm the guy who's offered the most truth. And it's not my fault if I speak the truth. Everything else can fall where it may.
Well, where did you hear that?
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Well, now, Colin, we hear that could be just a matter of hours before Bill Stewart is out at West Virginia. Dana Holgorsen would, you know, become the head coach a year earlier than scheduled. Your thoughts on that and your thoughts on Oliver Luck basically telling, you know, Vinny and Cookie the other day, you know, maybe this whole coaching waiting thing wasn't a good idea. Most ADs at major universities wouldn't admit that.
You know, I haven't reported on any of this, to be honest with you, so I'm removed from it. I can tell you this, John. The last time I reported on anything West Virginia football was, I think, when I left the bowl game. So I can speak to it up until that point. When it happened, that whole week it was happening, because of how it happened, and it ties back into this, when Bill was part of the process in going to Houston and all that, and part of the process in getting Dana to come to West Virginia and wouldn't admit it, you know, and sort of lied about it then, From the very beginning, it wasn't going to work. I mean, these coach-in-waiting situations largely don't work, John. You just know they don't, and particularly when, if you look at these two guys, are there two guys who are more opposite?
Yeah.
No. And one guy doesn't want to go. I'll tell you, I really do think it's just a case of Bill Stewart, number one, losing his dream job, number two, from the very beginning, not wanting to go, and that's a bad situation. The coach-in-waiting situation can only work when the coach who is leaving goes out precisely when he wants to leave, i.e. when Joe Tiller leaves and Danny Hope comes in. That's the only way it can work, when the guy leaves exactly when he wants to leave.
It's a Fan Morning Show with Colin Dunlap as we try to sort out this Dana Holgorsen, Bill Stewart, West Virginia football situation. Has Bill Stewart contacted you since you came out with the statements about what he said back in December?
No. Oh, yeah. He contacted me that next week. Like on that 14th, I talked to him. He called me on the 20th, because I just looked through my phone records again yesterday. He contacted me on the 20th, and I remember the conversation. It was, I'll see you down at the bowl game, and it was 4 minutes. He said, I'll see you down at the bowl game. There were some things that happened in the last week. I apologize. I'm sorry. I just had to do some things some way. I like you as a guy. I apologize. It was one of those sort of conversations. I've said this throughout, Greg. I don't think he's a bad guy. Bill Stewart was put in a situation that was too big for him. Bill Stewart was put in a situation where, again, this was his dream job. Crazy times make people do crazy things. The guy at heart is a good guy. He was put in a really weird situation and acted really weird. That's, chalk it up to that. But if you, I mean, he acted terse at the bowl game to me and to the other reporter who he called. He's acted strange since, and I have not talked to him since we left that bowl. I have not. The last time I talked to him was when I asked him a question at the bowl game in Orlando. And the thing is, too, that I find quizzical. If I came out and, again, answered a question, I did not make any sort of declaration or anything, but I made a pretty serious accusation about a guy. Not on purpose. It's just, again, answering a question. Somebody does that to you, don't you vehemently, if you're not guilty of it, don't you vehemently come out and deny it pretty damn quick? I know I would.
Now, that's certainly something that I would do if I was in that situation. How about Bill Stewart tweeting Colin Dunlap? Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard. You know, it's funny. Bill Stewart doesn't do all of his tweets. Some of them are done by the sports communication office.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that happened on, I don't know, Friday night or something. I got a phone call from the sports communication football guy, who I hadn't talked to in a while, because there's really no need to talk to him. So I had a missed call, and I was like, why is this guy calling me? So I called him back. I said, yeah, I saw you called me. He said, I wanted to apologize. I was doing a search, because at the time I was following the stuff that was going on with that piece in Huntington. He said, I was doing a search for your name. And the guy, if there's one guy who can do this, it's the sports communication guy at West Virginia, because – you know, he could mess up doing this. I just know how he is with technology sometimes. So he said, I was doing a search for your name, and I misspelled your name and was putting in the search queue as opposed to the field where you do a post, and I hit send, and that's what happened. And I firmly believe him. And
okay.
So, no, I don't think, because it's like pulling the curtain back on Oz. I'll give you a little secret. Like, Bill Stewart doesn't do all his own tweets.
Oh, okay.
Now, Colin, okay, there's no question that Bill Stewart was out to undermine the Holgorsen takeover. Do we know that there's no truth to any of the six allegations about Holgorsen? Do we know they're all fabricated?
Well, the Crosslane ones is entirely, not entirely, what happened, that something happened at Nitro, West Virginia, at that casino. And I'll tell you what happened, is he was asked to leave because the alcohol had stopped being served. And I will contend any casino that doesn't serve alcohol 24 hours a day is ridiculous. But he was asked to leave. What happened was that the security within the building asked him to leave. Then he gave him a little bit of a hard time. He met the police outside. By the time the police were – he gave him a little mouth. By the time he was outside – this is what I've been told by somebody who saw the tape, actually – by the time he was outside on the curb, that's when the police got there at that point. The cab had already been called. He said, listen, the cab's on the way, whatever. Okay, we responded. We have to make documentation. That's what happened. He got in the cab and went home. The other places, there's no doubt in my mind, the place in Wheeling, that he was at those places. But it was convenient, I think, to fabricate a story. They have found out, largely, from what I understand, that nothing out of line happened in those places. Paul, it's like this. Like, you've been known to, in your younger days, to go out and have a little fun, right, Paul?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I can confirm it. So, let's say that you were out with your buddies and you had 6 beers, right?
Uh-huh.
That's on Friday night, and you had a little fun. By Sunday, when you're retelling the story on the golf course, Paul Alexander had 17 beers and was out until 4 in the morning. And then 10 years later, you had 29 beers. I think it's one of those sort of situations.
Sounds like I'm making progress.
Right. But do you follow
good on you,
what I'm saying, though? I mean, do you follow the...
Yeah, oh, no, I understand completely.
And I think that's where we are with that situation, with those situations. But for somebody to write it unsubstantiated, you know, I think that's probably the bigger story.
All right, Colin, thanks for your time. And anything else you want to get out on the air as far as people taking shots at you and things that you want to get off your chest, because you've got the opportunity right now?
No, I'm a big boy, Greg.
All right.
How about, is there a favorite picture on the internet that we should look? I love your picture in the Sports by Brooks. Might have been your high school graduation picture.
Enough. That's like a Brooks Brothers tie, by the way, Paul.
It does look good.
Hey, has JB thrown out a, why does everybody hate me?
Yes, he has.
Why does everybody hate me?
Okay, good stuff. I'll see
all
you
right.
guys.
See you. There goes Colin Dunlap, who had some stuff for us on West Virginia football and Holgorsen and Stewart.